You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Collaborative,
part of the community,
the next idea.
You need to be awake and take actions to make sure the things that matter to you and the impacts that you want to see in the world actually happen. And I feel like a lot of people don't do that.
As Detroit's fortunes rise from the ashes of bankruptcy, developers are seeing opportunity. Certainly Dan Gilbert is making an indelible mark in reshaping downtown Detroit. In the neighborhoods, we see banks and outsiders seeking opportunity. My guest today on The Next Idea wants to help Detroit residents find ways to develop their own neighborhoods. And today he has won a Night Cities Challenge Award for a program set up through his nonprofit Building Community Value Organization. Chase Cantrell is a former real estate corporate lawyer who is the founder of Building Community Value. Chase, pleasure to welcome you here to The Next Idea.
Thank you for having me.
You call yourself a solutionary, and I really like that word. What do you mean by that?
Well, just as it suggests, finding solutions to the complex problems that we see in Detroit. So being focused not necessarily on all of the problems that we see, if we get bogged down by that, we'll never find the solutions, but really thinking about the opportunities, thinking about all the treasure that we have in Detroit that we can leverage to really make real-world solutions.
And you left a very visible Michigan law firm to found this nonprofit that's devoted to redeveloping commercial properties in
Detroit.
That's
correct.
Why so?
Well, there are a lot of individuals who are focused on residential in the city. I think that is a great investment for a lot of people, and it's an easy way to make money in our current market. But we have a lot of vacant commercial space in the city as well, and we need to have folks who are focused on that. I drive down certain corridors. I mean, I grew up on 6 Mile or very close to it, and I drive up and down 6 Mile or Grand River or Gratiot, and there are just these beautiful buildings that need some love. So we definitely need more folks centered and concentrated on these buildings.
And I know that you've recognized building those commercial neighborhood strips.
Mm-hmm.
These are the nuts and bolts businesses
that
are at the end of the street where people live.
Right.
Neighborhoods need that to thrive.
Well, they do. So, I've often talked to other developers about this. If we're not concentrating on both commercial and residential at the same time, we're not going to have neighborhoods that thrive. Folks are spending money. People are going out to, I mean, if you're in Northwest Detroit, you're going to Ferndale or Royal Oak to shop. You're going to big box stores outside of the city. And I mean, we used to have very vibrant commercial corridors where people could, you know, walk to the end of the block, like you said, to find retail, to find food and restaurants. And we need to bring that back to all of our neighborhoods in the city.
So this program you developed, Better Buildings, Better Blocks.
Yes.
What is the goal?
Well, the goal is to get more Detroiters involved in the development ecosystem. So, you know, this is not the nuts and bolts where we teach people how to put in drywall or, you know, install a window. This is teaching people about development. So how do you find a property? How do you do site selection? How do you do a pro forma, which can be complex for some people, but how do you actually price out that deal to know if it's a good investment or not? So teaching people how to find it, how to price it out, and how to find financing so that people can actually go out and do these projects.
So let's say someone approaches you and they mm-hmm. want to get involved in Better Buildings, Better Blocks, and they have an idea.
Sure.
I want to run a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do?
Well, I would ask them first if there's a neighborhood that they're interested in to gauge, you know, how much real property costs in that neighborhood. And I would start to run them through some of these questions. So, you know, do you have financing? Do you have a business plan? Have you ever done a development before? And if not, are you partnering with someone who understands development? It's really teamwork. Most development is not one person doing a deal. It's, you know, you have an army of people who are helping you, whether it's lawyers, title workers, contractors,
people
architects,
like you.
People like me. Yeah. So it's really helping people build that team. So we provide students or participants in this program a lot of resources so that they can begin to build that team for themselves.
Is this program designed to take people who really are newbies, who have not mm-hmm. done this, or does it kind of presume people have entrepreneurial experience?
So it runs the gamut. So we actually, even though you know we're announcing the grant today, we actually had our first class earlier this month, and our current class, I mean, it's very diverse. I mean, the youngest person is 22 years old, the oldest is 77. It's diversity across racial lines, gender, sexual orientation, academic experience. So we really do want people of all different backgrounds to come to the course and, you know, go back to their neighborhoods and do something positive.
So it is a specific course that lasts how long?
It's a specific course that lasts 3 months. Okay. During that 3 months, there are 6 in-class sessions with I am not the instructor, but the instructor is another active developer. His name is Dietrich Noer of the platform. And we have 6 class sessions. We have video lectures. We have a very accessible, readable textbook that we use. We have weekly office hours. So last 3 months, but, you know, there's a lot of one-on-one FaceTime.
And what's there after the class? Is there a support network for folks once they graduate?
So what's wonderful about the funding through the Knight Foundation is that that gives us the opportunity to really have these wraparound services. Once someone, you know, we have an individual or team project during the course. And, you know, a lot of that can be theoretical. You know, we have somebody, you know, find a project, you know, price it out, go through the process.
But what's a typical project when you say, for example?
Well, you know, there are people who are interested in commercial. There are some people who are interested in even smaller scale, you know, that vacant house, you know, across the street. So it runs the gamut. Yeah. But let's say someone's looking at a small commercial space. You know, once they come out of this project period, we want to continue to give them support, you know, help them refine their pro formas, help them find banks that are open to lending, help them find investment. So, you know, there are definitely opportunities after the course to stay engaged.
Now, do people have to pay for this course?
Yes. So there are real estate programs all over the country, but there are none that really have the sort of collaboration that we have. But, you know, instead of paying thousands of dollars, we are only charging $100. So, We think that it's important that, you know, folks who come through the program have a little bit of skin in the game because it's a real class. I mean, there's real work that people have to do. And if they're not invested, you know, they're taking a spot of somebody else who really could have benefited from this.
What does a Detroiter who lives in a neighborhood where there could be this possible redevelopment, mm-hmm. what do they bring to the table when it comes to redeveloping that neighborhood?
Usually passion first. I mean, people are very, very passionate about placemaking. I mean, they live in the space. They really want to affect positive change along with their neighbors oftentimes. For the first class that we had this summer, we had every student come up to the front of the class and tell why they wanted to be in the course. And I told the TAs and the instructor afterwards that I was holding back a bit of emotion because really people had some salient stories about how they had seen their neighborhoods change over the past decades, how they really wanted to help bring their neighborhoods back. There are people who had bought property before, not knowing anything about the system, and who wanted to, you know a bit more so that they could do it more professionally. There were just tons of different stories. We even have an executive director of a community development corporation who's there, who's actively doing a commercial project right now, but he wants to deepen his understanding about the process. So,
who can sign up for the course?
Anyone, any resident of the city of Detroit, Hamtramck, or Highland Park. So it's not just Detroiters; it's, you know, those three cities.
And how do they reach you?
They can go to my website. It's www.bcvdetroit.org.
Which means building community value. What does winning this Knight Cities Challenge Award mean for you personally? You've had this vision. You've mm-hmm. stepped into a whole new life away from your life as a lawyer to do this. What does winning this award mean to you?
Sure. You know, I'm really active on social media. So after the first class earlier this month, I actually posted a fairly lengthy post saying that this is validation, right? This feels wonderful to know. I spent a year trying to build an organization wondering, you know, is this really having the effect that I want on real Detroiters? And first, the stories that, you know, folks in the class shared with us and, you know, the validation from the Knight Foundation. It's like, no, we're really moving in the right direction. We're having the effect that I want to have. And, you know, I just want to take it to scale.
What do you hope, if you and I are sitting here 5 years from now mm-hmm. talking, what do you hope will be the long-term impact of better buildings, better blocks?
One, I hope that there are more Black and brown developers in the pipeline. I mean, a lot of the profiles of those who are doing development currently are largely white, largely male, middle-aged or older. So, you know, getting more young people involved, getting more people of color involved. And I would like to see catalyst projects in these neighborhoods. So, you know, I was telling someone earlier today that it only really takes one or two commercial projects in a neighborhood before things can take off. So I would love to see some of these, you know, neighborhood developers doing that work.
Chase Cantrell, founder of Building Community Value and a brand new Knight Cities Challenge Award winner for his program Better Buildings, Better Blocks. Thanks so much for being with us on The Next Idea.
Thank you for having me.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.